It could happen on a city street. You could raise your arm and a taxicab stops. Or perhaps it's a small signal to a waiter. Your hand pretends to scribble in the air and you get a check. The world is full of little gestures, and storyteller and guitarist Adrian Legg has been making note of them.
I have seen the birth of a new religious gesture. I stopped at a petrol station on a New York parkway, and a few of us men were making way for each other in the restroom as politely as is compatible with not being thought to be importuning, when in burst a man who was clearly running late. He took a quick leak, rushed past the wash basin, turned on the taps and waved his hands at them, tore off a paper towel and threw it into the bin, and then disappeared out of the door. It left me wondering, this reduction of carefully taught hygiene to a series of gestures. Is a military salute merely the remains of a subordinate's shading of his eyes from the dazzling sunlight reflected from his superior's hat's golden scrambled egg? What about the high church smells and bells, the smoking censer and the asperges brush? Is this all that remains of an original fumigation and disinfection of the reverent poor before letting them anywhere near the sacrament? Above all, it reminded me of the churches I've seen, and a woman on flower duty scuttling about her arranging and snipping, and crossing the nave in front of the cross so often that the required genuflection to the boss was reduced to an impatient twitch of the knee and a brief duck of the head. A curt, irritated acknowledgement of yet another man who is getting in the way of important things. I've wondered if a rolling genuflection in front of the altar might attract the same kind of official disapproval as a rolling stop at a stop sign. Perhaps parish councils will instruct a curate or two to make an example of offenders. Father Brian will one day leap out from behind the font crying, "Now then, Mary Sullivan, that's the fourth rolling genuflection this week. That'll be 10 Hail Marys and a pound in the poor box, or you can go to extra Bible class." And perhaps the parkway authorities will appoint a large and fearless mother who will leap out from behind the towel dispenser, grab our rushing and unhygienic friend by the ear, and drag him back to the wash basin to do it properly, with soap this time.
Guitarist and storyteller Adrian Legg.